A Washington, D.C. security police officer might become the next Haines police chief. And the class of 2016 graduates from Haines High School. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. After 45 minutes in executive session, the Haines Borough Assembly voted to endorse continued negotiations with Washington, D.C. security police officer Heath Scott for the community's next chief of police. There was no public discussion about what the negotiations with Scott have entailed or why there is still no agreement after more than a week of talks. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
The agenda for Tuesday's assembly meeting stated that the yet-to-be-named police chief would be confirmed. But after more than a week since the candidates visited Haines, interim manager Brad Ryan still hasn't pinned down the finalist. So the assembly went into a closed-door session to discuss. When they invited the public back into the room, the motion was short with no discussion. Here's Assemblymember Diana Lapham.
Madam Mayor, I move to confirm the manager's decision to hire Heath Scott as chief of police for the Haines Borough.
The motion passed 6-0. Scott was one of three shortlisted candidates who were flown to Haines earlier this month for a series of interviews and to meet the public. In his interview with the Public Safety Commission, Scott said he considered himself a good motivator. He spoke about the importance of having a police officer in the school and said he would advocate for, quote, social media scraping to scan for potential threats. Since 2008, Scott has been the deputy chief of an agency called the District of Columbia Protective Services Division. According to the organization's website, its officers are responsible for law enforcement activities and physical security of all properties under the control of the D.C. government. Here's Scott during his May 13th interview with the commission.
I'm the ranking uniform official for my agency. My agency would be described as a boutique agency. We take care of facilities. We take care of employees of the district government. We have 35,000 employees of the district government. We also take care of protecting the legislative and executive branch.
Prior to his work in the nation's capital, Scott worked as an engineer, a systems manager, and in the mid-90s as a police officer and deputy sheriff in Arizona. His education is focused on policing and includes a master's degree in criminal justice from Boston University. He told the commission that policing is, quote, an industry of transparency.
By and large, we all have to work together, especially in a community this size. It's got to be important to everybody. We have a saying, you know, in the district, you've probably heard it, you know, you see something, you say something, and we fix it. And I go beyond that. You see something, you say something, you do something, you follow up on it.
Scott also maintained that holding on to a dedicated, qualified fleet of officers would not be cheap.
If you pay an officer a good wage, and you continue to invest in that officer, he will cost you far less than you will be dealing with the attrition rate that you have now.
The other two applicants shortlisted were Tim O'Neill, a police sergeant from Wisconsin, and Dave McKillican, the current police chief in Hoonah. It's unknown how close the borough is to finalizing a deal with Scott. Interim manager Ryan said Wednesday that the borough made him an offer with a salary in the $75,000 to $95,000 range and are waiting to hear back. Scott was the top pick for the Public Safety Commission. Ryan said he decided on Scott just a couple of days before the assembly meeting and wouldn't comment on whether Scott was his first choice. Tuesday's executive session also yielded an agreement that the interim manager and Mayor Jan Hill would work to finalize the contract for Bill Seward as the next borough manager. Seward is expected to take the helm at the manager's office in about a month. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
A much-needed permit was approved this week by the Army Corps of Engineers. It allows the Haines Portage Cove Harbor Expansion Project to move forward. Interim manager Brad Ryan told the Haynesboro Assembly at Tuesday's meeting.
A 408 permit came through today, actually. So now there are conditions on it, but there are conditions that we're aware of and shouldn't be an issue for us.
Now that the 408 is out of the way, work can begin on the 404 permit. The 408 permit is needed when a proposed development could potentially impact an existing Army Corps project, in this case, the Rubble Mound Breakwater. The 404 is a permit required in conjunction with the Clean Water Act and is necessary when dredged material is discharged in water. Ryan said one of the changes required with the 408 permit was larger riprap on the end of the breakwater. Riprap is rocks or other material used along shorelines or pilings to prevent erosion and damage. As for a rough timeline, Ryan said PND engineers said if the 404 permit goes off without a hitch, bid documents could be prepared in August and the project could go out to bid in October. That means, tentatively, the first phase of the harbor project could be completed by May 2018. Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer asked about the timeline for a park to be built as part of the project. An expanded parking lot will displace the current location of Lookout Park. Ryan responded that once the borough budget gets passed, there's money in it for conceptual waterfront designs to start looking at park ideas.
We'll start with the conceptual trail designs and then the park. And the same thing with the support map. I think we're going to hold public meetings to get plenty of feedback.
But, he said, in all likelihood, aesthetic improvements would come after phase one of the harbor expansion is complete. 21 Haines High School seniors graduated Tuesday evening in an upbeat, music-filled ceremony. The class valedictorian and commencement speaker told the young adults in white and green caps and gowns, "What you do now is in your hands." Seniors Janae Larson and Matthew Green sang Journeys Don't Stop Believing to their graduating class of 21 small town students about to set off on journeys of their own. Bailey Stewart was salutatorian.
"And after today, life will be different. We will no longer be a close-knit group of 22 students, but 22 individuals who are all doing different things in our own different ways."
Commencement speaker Suzanne Newton expanded on that theme.
"So my message to you is your life's about to get real."
Newton has known the class of 2016 since they were in third grade. She's a paraeducator at the school.
"For the last 17 or 18 years, your life has been somewhat planned and orchestrated for you. People help you walk, talk, use the potty, brush your teeth, take a bath, go to school, move from class to class."
Now, Newton said, it's their turn to make their own decisions and their own mistakes.
"And I hope you make glorious, fantastic mistakes."
Newton said, when making decisions, don't follow the herd. Don't be sheeple. Then she paraphrased comedian Ellen DeGeneres.
"Never follow someone's path unless you're in the woods and you're lost and there's a path. Then, of course, you want to follow that one."
Overall, Newton said, develop integrity. She called it the most valuable trait. And she told the students, believe in yourselves.
"Believe in the fact that you're going to screw up. You are definitely going to do that. You're going to fall flat. You're going to hurt deep in your heart. But, Haines 2016 graduates, that's life. That's what's real. And that's where you're going. And it's absolutely, irrevocably, undeniably the most amazing and satisfying thing that there is."
Newton told the graduates to let go of any frustrations or fears about what comes next. She said, it's time to get real and shake it off. That's when the dance party started, to Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. Valedictorian Kaylee Swinton closed the ceremony with a speech using basketball as a metaphor. She talked about how so many games are won or lost on the free throw line. She compared free throws to life after high school, where you have to stay focused and determined.
"We'll have to focus on our goals and not let others pressure us down the wrong path. I'll guarantee that we will miss a time or two. Everyone does. I know I have. Some games I couldn't make a free throw to save my life. Other games I couldn't miss. But no matter what, I was always ready to approach the line again with confidence in my hard work."
Swinton encouraged her peers to have the strength to keep trying despite past failures or pressures.
"Your success is up to you. I wish you all good luck as you step to the line. Thank you."
One by one, the high school students received their diplomas and became graduates.
Party's over.
That's Class of 2016's Destiny Cowart singing Little Wonders by Rob Thomas. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.